Did you ever notice that deer always graze facing north and south? Well, of course you didn't, nor did I. But check it out on your next road trip to the country. And did you know that it takes more genes to make a tomato than it does to make an entire human body?
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to tickle yourself. And why is that? Honey never spoils, and birds never pee. And did you know that eating too many vanilla beans can make you pregnant? Okay. I just made that last one up. Just want to make sure you're not dozing off on me. You know, there comes a time to put aside analyzing the darn rainbow and just start oogling at it and going, wow. Albert Einstein said the most beautiful things we can appreciate are the mysterious. I don't know why things happen and why other things don't. Why did that person cross my path? Why was he born that way? Why didn't I get that raise? Why do bad things even happen? Why death? Why diseases? Why me? Stop. I want you to just stop. You'll never understand why, so let it go. Let go of having to know or trying to figure it all out. You'll have better luck trying to nail Jell-O to a tree. Allow yourself a mental vacation. Get caught up in the marvel of the mystery. When you surrender your attempts to control, you're free to enjoy life to its fullest. Look around you. Notice God's craftsmanship. Be amazed by that mighty oak. It just sprung up from that tiny seed. I'll tell you, that one still stumps me.
I know that's right.
Watch the sun rays burst through the clouds. Throw back your head, look to the sky, and cry out, "Great job, God." Your left brain gets enough exercise with all that calculating and deliberating and controlling and figuring out. Let that right brain of yours come out and play. Marvel at the marvelous. Act like a child and the magic will follow you. I reckon what I'm trying to say is this, my friend. Don't miss out. Don't blind yourself from the miracles happening all around you every day. The more you marvel at God's handiwork, the more marvelous your life will be. So today, I want you to do a little marveling. When you're done deliberating and cogitating and speculating, take a deep breath. Fall into the state of marvel. Be astounded by the world around you. Appreciate colors and textures and contrast, and allow your sense of wonder to just lift every cell in your being. Here's Roberto's guarantee: marveling will invigorate your soul. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours.